It's time to talk to Matt Olien about another new movie, and this one's getting a lot of buzz. Vice, the story, I guess, of Dick Cheney, one of the more interesting political characters in recent history, and I think this is a no-punches-pulled biopic.
No punches are pulled here, Doug, at all. I'm sure that Mr. Cheney has not seen the film, will not see the film. Arguably the most powerful vice president in U.S. history. That's certainly the assertion made by writer-director Adam McKay. Now, let me just backtrack. McKay also directed the film The Big Short 3 years ago. So if you've seen The Big Short and not seen Vice, it is essentially the same style. And by that I mean he takes sort of a wry comic view of things with the Wall Street crash of 2008 and the banks failing. You know, we would have a scene where all of a sudden Margot Robbie was in a bathtub explaining prime rates. So it's almost like they break the wall and have an amusing scene like that to put some comedy to it. Similar thing is done in Vice. There's a phenomenal scene where Alfred Molina plays a waiter at a restaurant, and Dick Cheney, Don Rumsfeld, George W. Bush, and I can't remember the fourth person in the scene, they take their orders, and they're ordering like, oh, we can torture prisoners. And Rumsfeld says, that sounds delicious. And so it's like they're at a restaurant ordering all these things they can get away with, like their food. And so that's what McKay does. And the way he does it is quite clever. It adds a little bit of, lightness to the subject. But I think it worked a little better with The Big Short. Even though people were hurt, obviously, in the 2008 meltdown, the longer Vice goes, the less funny the film gets. And I don't know if you thought that way too, Doug. The longer the film goes, we get more deep into Iraq and his vice presidency.
It's a pretty grim story.
The film gets less and less funny. I think the first half of this film is the best half of the film, Doug. I liked where we follow Cheney through his career, starting out in Wyoming in the oil fields. Things aren't going well. He flunks out of Yale, eventually becomes a Washington insider thanks to meeting Don Rumsfeld in the late 60s. Rumsfeld played by Steve Carell.
Very well.
Very well. I think Carell should get a supporting actor nomination. He is phenomenal as Rummy, as he was called, And Christian Bale as Dick Cheney, this is a transformative performance.
It is remarkable.
I have not seen acting like this since Daniel Day-Lewis did Lincoln. And there's a point during this film where you start to wonder if you're watching Christian Bale or Dick Cheney. He has everything down to the lip upturn that Cheney does when he speaks. It's a phenomenal piece of acting.
I say the same about Amy Adams.
Yeah, she's great as Lynn Cheney. She's going to be nominated probably for her sixth time in the supporting actress category. She kind of goes back and forth between supporting and lead. But let me finish one thought, Doug. I think the first half of the film is better because soldiers aren't being sent home in body bags. So in the first half of the film, we see his rise to power, becoming chief of staff to President Ford. And the way it's handled is quite well done. McKay is a phenomenal editor. He knows how to write. There's amusing parts. One of the funniest parts of the film, Doug, is the three times Dick Cheney has a heart attack. It's almost like he has to go to the bathroom. He'll be walking along and says, I don't want to alarm people, but I need to go to the hospital. And by the third time this scene happens years later, the audience is laughing.
I was chuckling when I was there.
Because Cheney doesn't even take it seriously. Like, I'm having a heart attack. Let's go. And the joke becomes how McKay films these scenes with Dick Cheney. I do think the end of the film, Doug, is not as good. And I'm not going to give away what happens, even though this is all relatively true, although obviously huge artistic license
is taken
by McKay.
It involves a narrator.
It involves a narrator, and that is kind of the big secret of the film. Keep an eye on that. I also thought the last few minutes, Doug, it almost entered Michael Moore territory. I thought the film got a little preachy at the end, almost like I was watching a documentary. I think we get the point by that time that Adam McKay is not a Dick Cheney fan, but the confluence of events that he throws in at the end that he lays at Dick Cheney's feet, I thought got a little Michael Moore preachiness. I like a little more subtle approach. But the first half of the film is really well done. And the three performances we mentioned are the reason to go. Sam Rockwell is George W. Bush.
He's very good, too.
He's good, but he's not in it as much. Cheney was much more influenced by Rumsfeld, by Reagan, by Bush Sr. He was Bush Sr.'s defense secretary. And by the time W. enters the fray, you know, they're kind of leery of him, like he's green and he needs a vice president with experience. And Sam Rockwell nails George W. Bush. He has some great scenes, but he's not in it as much. Carell is a much bigger character as the more influential Don Rumsfeld.
I was really intrigued by one scene because I had read about it, and mm-hmm. I discovered as I was watching the movie that I didn't even realize I was watching that scene. And you know the one I'm talking about. It's where they, where Amy Adams and Christian Bale as husband and wife are in bed, and there's this Shakespearean
scene. It's great.
It is unreal how effective it was.
They start reciting Macbeth.
And which
other,
makes sense.
Which makes sense that Lynn Cheney has become Lady Macbeth at this point. There's another hilarious scene where he is gargling before bed.
Yes.
And he has to decide if he's going to accept the vice presidency. And the scene is so funny because he's trying to do this mouthwash thing. And so there are moments of great art, great artistic expression in this film. And then I think – like I said, I didn't like the last half hour as much. So critics are divided on this film. I think The Big Short is better for McKay's style because it's like the styles are kind of – the style he uses meets tragedy eventually in this film. And how that is handled is a little uneasy because of his comic style. That was my only criticism. Otherwise, I think Bale should win the Oscar. It's either going to be him or Bradley Cooper. Write it down. It will come down to those two. Both made great strides. Cooper sang in A Star Is Born. Bale gained a lot of weight as Dick Cheney. He committed to the role. I'd vote for Bale, but we'll see what happens.
Well, I thought it was an amazing movie, actually. I'm not quite as down on it as you are.
I liked it. I just didn't like all of it.
The problem I think a lot of people will have with it is that they'll bring some baggage to the theater because it does have a point of view. And let's not be coy about that.
Yes, there's a huge point of view in this film. I want to let people know if you are a Dick Cheney fan, you're not going to like this film. If you do not like Dick Cheney, you're probably going to like this film. As I said, however, I thought that it entered Michael Moore territory at some point. And I'm not sure that quite works in a narrative film because by that time of the film, we get the point that Adam McKay is not a Dick Cheney fan. What Cheney does come off, though, in the film, Doug, is a very competent man.
And a loving father.
There's no question about that. He loves his two daughters. His daughter Mary coming out as a lesbian, it was a huge issue when that happened. And his support of her is certainly wonderful to see in that great scene where she confesses to her parents her sexuality. But yeah, he's a competent man. There's no question about that. Now, where that competency was used, that is where you get the dividing line of people and how it was used. But Bale, I think it's such a great performance, Doug, because I don't see Bale judging Dick Cheney. He plays the performance the way he's supposed to play the performance. And that's a great testament to Bale's acting ability.
And I think audiences are unsettled by the reality that they see of what transpired during these critical years between Cheney and Bush when
yes.
they were in power. Those were some interesting events.
But worth seeing because you're not going to see a film like this all year. It's so strange in the way it's handled.
Well, it's time for a little Oscar trivia.
Okay.
This is probably going to be too easy, but you know, for our listeners' sake, there are two people in this movie, in the cast, who have actually won Academy Awards.
Sam Rockwell and Christian Bale.
And they both won the same award.
Best Supporting Actor. And Christian Bale may add a Lead Actor Oscar to it in about a month's time here.
We've been to the movies with Matt Olean.